Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You got your Negro wake-up call.
Paul Mooney was one of the most intimidating human beings I ever met.
He's intimidating. You don't know what he's going to say. You don't know what mood he's going to be in.
That's it.
And it was funny. I met his twin sons, and the Mooney twins, and they were like, you got my father down. They were like, you got him. Because there was a thing, my boy Aries, shout out to my boy Aries Spears. Aries does a Paul Mooney, and I do Paul Mooney, and Aries called me. And he said, he goes, yo, I heard your Paul Mooney. We got to do it. We got to go back head to head with it. Right. I said, oh, cool. And so we did a joke about what would Paul Mooney say about Meg Markle. And you got to go into how Paul Mooney talks. And I said, Meg Markle, she got her Negro wake up call. Right. I said, she's not royal. You crown royal. So I said, crown royal.
You know,
I said, you're not royal, you're crown royal.
It's the way that you end the word, because he has this drawn out way.
Because
of
the way
stuff.
His punchlines are, that's the way he has his punchlines.
He makes you
you're
listen.
You're not royal, you are crown royal.
He makes you listen royal. To what he's saying.
You are goddamn crown royal. He's like, but you know what I'm saying? But I'm a student of comedy, like for real, real. I mean, I know comedy from the early 1900s. Mm. First comedian to ever be recorded was Burt Williams with blackface, a Caribbean bro.
Yeah.
And he wanted to be Charlie Chaplin, but he was black. He couldn't do it. But he was light-skinned like you, but he wore blackface because you were told to wear blackface. It was illegal to do monologues in front of audiences for black people. This is early New York City where I live, where I do comedy. You could not do a monologue as a black person because it was an insult to white audiences.
What years are we talking about at this point?
This is 1920s, 30s, vaudeville days. You had to be in a duo. That's why a lot of black there were black comedy teams back in the day. And they had to talk like, well, Lord have mercy. Man, me done told it. Did you see the girl all the day? Well, yes. And these were educated people. Step and fetch it.
Oh, yeah.
The actor, he was an educated guy, but he had to make money.
He was a millionaire.
Millionaire, but he had to do it. He did it on purpose because that was all he could do.
Yeah.
You know, there's a book.
Do you fault him for that?
No, I don't fault him. It was the time.
He is killed. History has destroyed that man.
But it needs to be explained. Mm-hmm. You know, and the funny thing is like Hattie McDaniel played, you know, she won an Oscar for Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
But she goes, I'd rather play a maid on TV than in real life. That was the only roles they got.
Right.
That's different. Right. They had to do that. And they were all like well-trained, educated people. You understand? And there's a book I always tell people to read if you're into comedy. If you're just into history, I like history. There's a book called On the Real Side, Laughing, Lying, and Signifying, the History of African-American Humor from Slavery to Richard Pryor by Mel Walker. I read it in the 90s, dog.
What was it called? On the what?
On the Real Side. Okay. Just look up On the Real Side, Mel Watkins. You'll see from Slavery to Richard, the history of black humor, blackface and cooning. And we didn't wear suits until the 1950s. Mm. Timmy Rogers was the first. He was friends with Red Fox. He was on Red Fox's on Sanford and Son. A lot of those people, that's why if you watch Sanford and Son, it's literally a history book. Because Red Fox brings all his friends from the Chitlin circuit. Mm. You got Slappy White. You got Bubba Bexley. You got all these guys that were all in the circuit. Remember, I don't know if there was Good Times. There was a character on Good Times that used to say, "My name is Lenny," and he would always sell things in his coat.
I remember him. Yeah,
he was Sugar Willie. He's a comic from the circuit, the Chitlin circuit. But this was all like historical. Red Fox was it was history. And these guys came from that circuit where it was Coonan and all of it. Yeah, man.
Let me ask.
Red Fox worked with Malcolm X.
They were both Reds.
Detroit Red, yeah.
There's a picture of him talking to Malcolm X.
They was washing dishes together.
Yep.
Let me ask you this and see what you think about that. As I hear you speak about that and speak about some of the things that they had to do to make money and stuff like that, I don't feel like it's comedy so much. I feel like that has shifted towards music and hip hop, because there's a lot of very intelligent people who play dumb roles as musicians and rappers just because that's a way to make a money. Like they very come from good families.
No, from good
neighborhoods.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to turn this down. It's just like everybody was.
They come from good families. They're educated. You know, they college educated. These people have gone to college.
I know some people with degrees that are engineers that are going, wow, blah, blah. I'm like, wow. Man. I never, ever succumb to that kind of coonery. I'm silly. Not a problem. But I always kept it intelligent. Maybe it could intimidate people, but I'm okay being smart. I'm okay. I learned. What am I learning for? I'm okay infusing that into my comedy. I like it. I like my stuff above the rim. That's the way I feel. Yeah. I don't judge anybody, but I be knowing. I go, dog, you're like a college grad.
Yeah.
You're a mathematician. Why are you talking like that? Every other joke is the N-word all the time. And like I said, that's on you, but you're faking it. You're not. Are you really that guy? Are you just insecure and you got to use that word so that you can seem a little lower than the audience? I want to be above you. Mm. I like being smart. Because other people rise with you. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, man, you got me reading. I read that. I go, yeah, because I know you smart. Because the stuff I was talking about, you knew exactly what I was talking about. But you think because a black person has to be in this paradigm of not only knowing a couple things. Mm. I go, you know about astronomy. You do know it. You know about it, don't you? Yeah, I do. You know about the museum of da-da-da-da. Yeah, I do. Then why aren't you talking about it? We watch the most stuff in America. We're the biggest consumers in television. It was black people. You watch everything. When I do a joke about country music, and I'll sing a song. I do a Kenny Rogers. You know, you got to know when to hold them. Mm-hmm. Like, we were singing it word for word. You know the gambler. But you feel like, as a black person, you close yourself into... I go, but we were the first thinkers and the first mathematicians, architects, seamen. We were the first. Education came from us.
We call those white songs black people love.
Yeah, but those aren't those. But those are black songs, though. Mm. I mean, Lionel Richie wrote "Lady" for Kenny Rogers.
That's right. Yeah.
Kenny called Lionel Richie and said, "I need you to write me some songs."
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? This is black stuff, man. That's why you like it.
Paul McCartney did that with Mike.
Because it comes from the source is black. Country's black. We talking about but this is not a weird thing. It's like when you know the history, you don't go, "Wow, I see black kids in a rock band." Yeah, this is what we did first. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You got to watch. There's another a documentary called the band called Death.
Okay,
about the Hackney Brothers, 1973. They predate the Ramones in punk rock.
Okay,
black dudes in Detroit made an album out of their bedroom. Parents were pastors and supported them. They predate the punk dudes, the white punk dudes, the Hackney Brothers. Look it up. It's a great documentary. It's so good.
Wow.
They predate them. So punk is mainly black. Most punk black rock bands are black.
Yeah.
From Bad Brains to Dead Milkmen to, they're black. You just don't know because you don't listen to punk. You're like, oh, it's black. Mm. Most of them. But they don't say nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm from Chicago. That's where a lot of punk started in Chicago. So I used to go watch punk bands. Black!
Hmm.
Like, what? What's going on here? Plenty of them. There's Paradox. There's a band called Paradox. This black rock band. Young black dudes killing it right now. Punk band.
Yeah.
But this is what we did. We were playing guitar first. What are you talking about? Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
It reminds me.
You know Sister Rosetta Tharpe, right?
No.
You got to look up Sister Rosetta Tharpe from the 40s and 50s. She could play, I think she taught Elvis how to play guitar. This black woman, better guitarist than most of them.
So I'm remembering the lead for Living Color.
Yeah, that's remember Corey. I've known Corey 20 years.
So
Corey Glover.
They were like, yo, like black people playing this type of music. He's like, we've been playing this type of music forever.
Lenny Kravitz.
He was the first person I ever heard say that. First black person
I had
ever
a two-hour conversation with Lenny Kravitz. Because he was a fan of mine. Lenny said, you remind me of me. I was always that guy that did the smart stuff and people, because as a rock dude, I was always getting resistance from my own people. Mm-hmm. And I go, that's so stupid. It's like, this is what we, 1883, a guy named Robert Fleming created like the acoustic guitar, because they give, you know, credit to, what's his name, Les Paul. That's, you know, Jimi Hendrix's famous guitar that he played in.
Yeah, yeah.
Woodstock is Les Paul who created that. But there's Fender, but I go, there's less, there's a black dude that made the acoustic guitar in 1883. Mm. We were playing, the Beatles, they bowed down to Lead Belly. You know who Lead Belly is? Mm. Lead Belly is a black folk singer from the 30s and 40s. He wrote over 100 songs. That's where the Beatles copied from Leadbetter. Look him up. You see him, dark skinned man. What are we talking about? Red Hot Chili Peppers. They got everything from George Clinton. Mm-hmm. They said, they inducted George Clinton into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah. They were like, we are the reason why we're butt naked on stage. The Parliament was doing it in 77. Mm-hmm. Like, we are the first eclectic ones. All that weird stuff, Clinton had been eclectic. Right. George Clinton came from the Parliament. He was in a doo-wop group. He sang doo-wop in the 50s, George Clinton, before he did funk. What are we doing here, guys? Yeah. You got to look stuff up, man. I just look stuff up. I look stuff. My father trained me to research. Mm-hmm. He goes, look it up. You look it up. Always look it up. And I look it up. Then I go deeper. I go, oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Grunge music, you know, like Nirvana.
Yeah.
You know, you had Stained. You had all these groups. I loved grunge music. You had Creed, Scott Stapp, Creed, all of that. Incubus. The mother of grunge music is a black woman, Tina Bell. She created grunge music. And guess who was her roadie who helped her with her equipment? Kurt Cobain. That's great. Seattle. It's a black lady named Tina Bell. They call her Bam Bam. I just looked it up. We started it, man. I'm done. I'm okay with us being the origin, bro. Hockey is 1895, the colored hockey league, 22 years before the NHL. There's a book called Black Ice.
White dude wrote it.
So you know it's true.
And they did it 30 by 30. They did ESPN. They did a thing on it.
I'm about to check that
Black
out.
Black hockey. Yeah. I got the book. We created it 22 years before the NHL. The slap shot, shot and the crease is black because from the war, it was like – there was Africaville, and I perform. It's in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and I perform in Nova Scotia. I went to the church where they had a big Africaville, because the soldiers would come there from Jamaica, all this, and they built a whole town, and they bulldozed it over like they always do, like Tulsa.
Yeah.
And there's just the church still standing. I've been there four times, and we created hockey from that. Never since then, we've been skating on thin ice.
This game right here, man. This knowledge right here, man.
And here's
said they went there from Jamaica?
Like, it was just like Caribbean soldiers. It was a whole bunch. And the Mi'kmaq.
And that's Canada, right?
Canada. Mi'kmaq Indians created hockey. And you don't know the Native Americans and black. The ones that say, the black people that go, oh, no, I've never been a slave. It's black Indians, because they would label them as Negroes. They were dark. It's facts, man. Now, I'm not saying the ones from Siberia. You got the ones that have those are the ones that come from Siberia, you know, with the Bering Strait. You know the Bering Strait that connects.
Like, yeah.
That's why you go, where's that Asiatic face coming from? Yo, man, listen, the first black hockey player in the NHL was Willie O'Ree for the Boston Bruins. Guess where he was from? Nova Scotia. That's where The Rock's dad is from.
That's right.
Rock Johnson was the first.
That's right. Yeah,
he was in the Soul Patrol, the first super like famous black wrestler. Yeah. He came from Nova Scotia.
Yeah. No, he came from Nova Scotia.
He's from Nova Scotia. Yeah, they have a huge black history in Nova Scotia, man. Mm. I was, musicians all. Yeah, man. I was digging. I was like, yo, what? Oh, wow. They won't say nothing because they know, they believe you won't go find out. Mm. I know this stuff. I'm like, what? Let me look up. But I looked up black hockey on my own. I just, because I had friends growing up in Chicago that played hockey. They were black. Yeah. They were Haitian dudes. My friend Fitzgerald, they would play hockey. I was used to seeing black dudes play hockey.
Yeah.
And so I was like, man, let me look it up. Origin of hockey. Let me look up color. Because you got to be specific with the search engine. Mm-hmm. If you just go hockey players, they'll show all white. You know, it's like, you know, when you watch porn, you got to make sure you're specific.
Yeah.
Or you ain't going to get the right. Oh, my
God. No, you're good. You're fine. You know, you're fine.
Because they'll say, I want to say porn, not because I'm trying to be nasty, but I'm trying to do an analogy. The search engine for porn, if you just go pretty girls, it'll just be all white women. Mm. That's all they show. But if you go black, ebony, chocolate, Negro, give me some. Black. You have to go black inventors. Mm. Black, ha, ha. And then Google just goes bang. And it's right there. You don't have to run to the library. You don't have to dig up in a book. It's right there. You just got to know what to. That's just me. I just love history.
Yeah.
And history makes you walk different.
Well, and you talked about people not looking stuff up. I feel like social media has doubled down on that. Like, they're going to put something out there. Listen, they know you ain't going
to
go look.
First of all, you got to give credit to social media. You know how many people are doing history stuff now on social media? There's so many. You got to.
Yeah, I just don't know what to believe anymore. No,
but listen, what you do is you do that and then you check, you look up and say, let me see if it's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like, there's individuals that are like, do you know back in 18, da, 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 da. There's so many people doing it. There's even a Mexican dude that I follow who talks about Mexican contributions. Like, you know, Flores, the Raiders coach, he was the first Mexican quarterback in the NFL. First Mexican was Flores, you know, Tom Flores, who used to be the coach for the Raiders. Mm-hmm. He was the first Mexican. This Mexican dude is doing the history. I was like, oh, yo. And there's another Japanese dude that does history of Asians. And he goes, Bambi was created by a Japanese illustrator. Mm. Bambi, Cinder, a lot of them. I never knew that. But they're doing, they always follow what we do. Mm. They're doing history of Asian. I'm learning all this stuff, man, because I follow those accounts.
Right.
I'm getting sick ass. It's on Instagram. Your phone listens to it. Listens to you.
Right.
The algorithm gonna go crazy today.
Blacks. It's gonna be you're gonna there. Have all kind of hockey black. You can look at color hockey league and see black people in the 1800s with a hockey sticks on a team. Mm. It's insane. And I went to Canada, and I was doing a joke about black people being better than white people in sports on purpose because I knew someone was going to yell out hockey. I baited them. Mm. I was like, yo, we're so much better than you in football. We whooping, yo. And then one guy goes, yo, dude, what about hockey, man? I go, man, I'm so happy you brought that up. I got to tell you, can you do me a favor? He goes, yeah. I go, hey, look up Colored Hockey League on your phone and then stand up and read it to me. Mm. And he read it and everybody was like, oh my God. I go, yeah, you thought the only thing black was the puck? Bruh. Yeah.
Yo.
That's the kind of guy I am. I'm just, and you know, James, you see the Black Hockey League?
Yeah, right there.
You see that? Click that. Click that.
I think that took us off the screen. Hang on. I got you. Hang on.
Watch. You're gonna freak out. Watch.
And this is so dope. I'm getting texts left and right now. Like, yo, this is dope. He's dropping knowledge. This is fantastic. Like, but this is the stuff that
it's so accessible.
Everything. I'm learning stuff by listening to you and just being able to do research and hearing something from you and saying, oh, man, I want to check this out when I get home and all this other stuff.
And for me, it's fun. I go, wow, what it. And just to think about the times at which it happened when it was impossible for us to do anything. Mm. They didn't want you. No blacks. No. And they still made it. Yo, come on. People got their PhD. I met a lady who came to my show in D.C. They were all NASA scientists, all black women, NASA. Just one lady got her PhD. Oh, she was the first at Alabama University. You know Alabama, Roll Tide? Absolutely. First to get her PhD in physics.
Wow.
She's living history at my show. She's like maybe 50. First to get PhD in physics at Alabama.
That's amazing.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, what did we invent? You go the light bulb, you go Thomas Edison didn't really invent a lot of stuff. He stole a lot of stuff. He stole, because we used to think Thomas Edison, there's Bam Bam right there.
Yeah.
And she's fine, too. She died. She died of, like, overdose, but she was, like, 55.
And you said Kurt Cobain was
her roadie. She is the godmother of
right there. Yeah.
Grunge. Black woman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Man.
And they won't say nothing. They'll keep quiet about it.
I would have never known.
No, they won't say nothing because they want to seem like they're the best. They want to keep black, especially children, in a box. All we do is rap. It's not the truth. We were jazz players before that. Charlie Parker, Miles. Mm-hmm. We were doing that first, man. If you have, haven't you seen the documentary of jazz on PBS, the 10-part series? Go watch that. Mm. And it's Keith David is narrating. You know Keith David? You know, look up.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember What About Mary? Remember Dead Presidents? He was curly.
He did that weird show I was telling you about that I think Robin Givens was in. I know exactly who you're talking
about. He does Requiem for a Dream. He's a black actor.
Yeah.
He has the voice like this.
Yeah, yes. Great voice.
He's done
everything.
He did the Gargoyle. He does a lot of cartoons too. Batman. He is the narrator.
He's a legend.
If you look up Ken, that's Keith David.
He's a legend.
He just got his star in Hollywood, and I texted him, and he's
still doing something. Wasn't he on, Family That Prays?
That's right. Master voiceover man. So he does a lot of the Ken Burns. You got a PBS, the best. There's Jackie Robinson. There's There's a, it's so good. The Ali one is dope. So Ken Burns is the best documentary maker. Mm. If you see the 10-part series of Jazz, bro.
I'm tapped in. I got to check
and
it out.
Jazz was created in New Orleans by a man named Buddy Bolden. He, black people created jazz, period. And you see all these white folks, they would, the white artists could just play jazz and get all the accolades. Duke Ellington didn't get on Time magazine because he was black. Duke Ellington, the king of big bands. But another Brubeck, another guy did. Duke Ellington had to come. He, on his door, there was the Time magazine. They gave it to a white jazz dude, and Duke Ellington had to tell him, hey, man, you're on the cover. Because Duke couldn't get it because he was black. Go watch these things, man.
It's crazy.
Man. Unforgivable Blackness is also another one that Keith, it's about Jack Johnson. You know Jack Johnson.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to watch it. Samuel Jackson plays Jack Johnson in the documentary, in the voiceover. Mm-hmm. But Keith David is the main. Yo, Jack Johnson, watch that. The first heavyweight champion.
They couldn't do nothing with Jack Johnson.
And he was messing with white women and knocking people out.
They couldn't do nothing about it.
That's the worst sport you can have, boxing, at that time. You mean I could beat that dude up and he called me the N-word? Ring the bell. Ring the bell.
You know what's
wrong? Ring the bell. And they used to do 36.
Was no knockout.
No.
Like it was like, oh, you went down, you get up, let's go again.
But I'm saying that this is important to know this. We are innovators. We're not just, it wasn't just basketball. And no, science-wise, you got Charles Drew with plasma. We discovered plasma. Charles Drew, Omega Sci-Fi, he blood transfusion because of a black dude. Mm. And then he got in a car accident and couldn't go to the hospital because he was black. And he just discovered plasma and blood transfusion.
Amazing.
Right? And we could talk about Daniel Hale, first open heart surgery, black guy. And then that role that Mos Def played, the it's a movie with him and Alan Glickman. You know Alan, the guy who played Snape in Harry Potter. He's the doctor. There was a guy named Vivian Thomas who was not even trained in surgery and helped out with all the surgery. Vivian Thomas, you can look him up, guy with the pipe. Vivian Thomas was instrumental in surgeries. Cardiac surgeries, black dude. I mean, what are we talking about? Our security system is a black. Mary Van Brighton is a nurse out of Queens in 1966. That's why we have ADT, because of a black woman that created it. Wow. Sanitary napkins, Kenner. We got laser eye surgery, Dr. Bath. What are we talking about here? What's this black stupidity they talking about, man? You know, it's not the truth.
And all this stuff that wasn't created by black people was experimented on black people when they didn't know what they were doing.
Well you got, there's a book called Medical Apartheid. Look that up. Yeah. And you wonder why black people don't, old black people, like, I ain't going,
going to
the hospital.
To the doctor, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
I never understood that.
Yeah.
Until, wait, this book, it is tough.
The things they would do to black women.
Oh, but gosh, they just knocked down his statue. Marion Mims. He's the father of of gynecology. He would take black women slaves and operate on them with no anesthesia.
Yeah,
and
right.
Do everything to their vaginal area, everything. And then he would put in the journals he worked on white women, which wasn't the truth. And all, like, you know, Grey's Anatomy, not the TV show, but the actual book.
The book, yeah.
I was a pre-med major in college. So Grey's Anatomy is an actual book of the body. They would use black slaves. They would buy black slaves to do experiments on them, cut them up. And so then they would draw in the books the muscles of a white body. But they were all used. It was black bodies they used. This is all facts. And then there's Henrietta Lacks. You know about that. All cancer research is done because they unknowingly stole a black woman's cancer cells in the 50s to work on on research now. It's because of a black woman. Henrietta Lacks. Look her up. And black women have the Eve gene. It's a special mitochondrial gene because black women can create any race, period. Any race. Because, you know, everybody comes from black women. And if they have, every black woman has the E gene, you wonder why a lot of them are missing. Okay. I mean, James Baldwin says when you're conscious, you're always enraged. So, hey, I made a mistake and read a lot of books.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then whenever someone talks to me, I go, I don't believe you. You're lying to me. They're like, no, but... You're lying. It's not the truth. Man. See, when you have the truth, you are kind of free, though. I ain't gonna front.
This was a trip.
That's our man Godfrey right there.
Yeah, yeah, everyone was like, "Yo, damn, this
this was a very good show. I'm very proud to be here."
There it is. Okay.
You know what I love is Black history. I love it. It's so good because the white man was bad. We were very bad. We were very, very mean to you. We were mean.
I'd be number one.
Even though I fired everybody Black on my staff, I did. I have. But you guys, your history is fantastic. That's why we're afraid. That's why we have to get rid of you. You're so good. You're so strong. Jesus, you're so strong. You guys are so good.
Come on, man. Hey, that's
ISIS is having a problem because when you guys run, we can't catch you. It's so bad. We got to get more. That's why we have Black people on ice, because we got to catch the Black people, too. We need people to catch up. They got sprinting power.
That's Godfrey.
I don't know. I just went on a little thing, but I love the history.
I don't want this to end. You've got to go. Your person left like 30 minutes ago. I don't know where she is.
No, she right there. She laughing.
Oh, okay.
She's like, as long as y'all making money, I'm here. But no, I just saying that I love talking about, I always think, people say, well, what can I do to start on Black history? Go to inventors, innovation, go see what we've done. Refrigeration is McKinley, Black. Come on, man. Light bulb, doorknob, mailbox, the roller coaster, Granville T. Woods. Edison tried to steal his stuff. Granville T. Woods.
I'm tapped into a bunch of this stuff. I'm going to go back and
go
watch this.
Go get Black inventors, and you're going to go.
Check this out, man.
Oh, radiator.
Yes, sir.
The radiator. We could keep going. Sir. Oh, also, GPS, Gladys West. She's still alive. She's in her 90s. GPS, Black woman. Caller ID. We can keep Shirley Jackson, 3D imaging. They're still alive, man. We are dope.
Yeah. This was great.
That whole, the N-word, that image was done on purpose. But even they... Those hardcore cats are some of the smartest people. The hustler game, everybody trying to hustle, ain't nobody out hustling a Black dude or a Black woman. Black women are hustlers. Hustling is another form of intelligence. It comes from having nothing. Right. And that intelligence we have, that's still a form of intelligence.
Yeah.
Still is. Please, man.
This was a treat.
We're dope, man. We're dope. We all got to know. I don't care what status. I don't care where you're from. We're all dope. You know who? You know, I did Marshawn Lynch's, I did his podcast the other day, Beast Mode. And Marshawn goes, man, you smart as hell, dog. Yo, I'm hanging with you, dog. I'm the biggest fan. But I go, but Marshawn, you're just as smart as me. There's stuff I don't know that you can teach me. It's the same. My father always say we all have the same brain. It's what you put in it. It's what you're interested in. Marshawn, you probably know every stat on every blah, blah, blah. You know how smart you are? Look at the way you ran on the field. That's physical intelligence. You're that good, that quick. That's intelligence, man.
Yeah.
We're all dope in our own way. There's some cats that know that are smart. Man, I'm not that great. I'm okay at math. We're all dope, yeah. Man. I'm not letting these cats tell me we ain't. I don't fall for that okey-doke no more.
Straight up.
And you got to understand, I'm from Chicago. I would go see the minister. As a young kid, I would go see minister, you know? And then when he speaks live, it's a different ball game. You're like, what? Okay.
You're saying minister, like Minister Farrakhan.
Yeah. I would see him live. I would see him live when he was younger. When he was like, I'm warning you. I was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What? Stokely Carmichael came to my college. Francis Cress Welsing, we brought her in. ISIS papers. I sat with these people. What you gonna tell me?
Right.
This is how I walk. I walk like that. I walk with that. I walk with it because I know. When you know, I'm not letting somebody because you don't like, I don't care about all that.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't get a sitcom because I love myself? All right. Fine.
Yeah. Man, because
I don't love my, I love myself. That's why I don't get a sitcom. You could eat a you know what. Please, man. My pride and my folks, you guys and women from African Americans to Caribbeans, all of us, is the first thing and foremost thing. That's why I get out of bed and smile, because I go, we're dope. And this is not about supremacy. It's about, why do I love my friends that are white and Asian? Because I love myself.
Right.
That's why I love my friends. They go, Godfrey, but you seem like you. I don't hate none of you.
Right.
I love myself. But loving myself, I got to learn about myself. And unfortunately, it was our history is you guys hating us. But you need to learn that for yourself. It's a detriment when you don't learn it. But you can become better than that. Stop crying and go and deflecting. How about just learn it and go, oh, what if, imagine if you're Native American and none of your people are around. Imagine that. You should learn about that. Stop bitching and crying about what you did. But you'll go to rehab for alcoholism in a heartbeat. You'll go there, right? I got friends in AA. They'll go there, right? For AA and learn. I go, well, how did you recover? I had to be honest with myself. I had to do the 12-step, the miracle book they use. I had to go through the 12-step program. And you got to be honest. You got to say, hi, my name's Tom. I'm an alcoholic. That's how you learn. Well, there's an ism. What about racism? You should, yeah, go through the 12 steps and become a better person. That's all I'm saying. Listen, that's all I'm saying, man. And if you're mad at that, then you shouldn't be on this planet. You're not a human being. What are you here for if you don't evolve? Muhammad Ali was unapologetic. Mm-hmm. Right? He said, I don't care. I'm fighting for black folks. I'm fighting for black people. I'm fighting for black folks, my freedom. I don't care about the money. Some of you people want to be sellouts and you want to sell out your people. I will never sell out my people. I didn't want to go to Vietnam because ain't nobody calling me the N-word. I'm right here. You calling me the N-word. Mm-hmm. I can't even drink water at the St. What? Mm-hmm. He's a hero. I went to college with two of his daughters, Rashida and Jamila. Ali is my hero. Malcolm is my hero. What? What? George Carlin, hero. Wow. That's what I deal with. So how am I gonna walk? I don't do sucker stuff, man. Right. I don't do that. I'm not no sucker. I'm just. But I love people. I want to be successful. But we're gonna be successful on my terms. On my terms. I'm not turning around looking and say, why did I do that? This is what really topped it off. I remember being in Tampa. You know Tampa hood. Tampa. So I perform in Tampa. I'm always in Florida. And I'm walking to my hotel, and I see these doughboys, like, real teeth. They shining. They got their trucks, and they talking. They saw me. They spotted me. Like, hey, dog. Yo, man, get over here, man. So I came over there. I can't run because it's Tampa. They got speed. So I didn't want to. So I went over there, and they say, hey, man, we want to let you know, man. We seen you so placy. Man, we watching you, dog. Everything you do, man, we love what you're doing for us, man. We love what you're doing. I know you probably look at like other people that are higher than you, but the fact that you keeping your integrity, dog, you ain't doing no cooning nothing. You ain't doing none of that, dog. The streets like you. We love you for that, man. Yeah, yeah. You know how much that meant to me, dog? And I do this because I want to. This is just how I'm built. They said, we love what you're doing, dog. You ain't doing all that cooning stuff, man. That's real talk. That meant like I was on cloud nine when I heard that, man.
I'm down. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's me for real. I don't do it because I'm just trying to be. That's just me naturally.
And we see it.
You know? And that's not me. It's not hating anybody. I love my friends. And there are black people I don't like. Plenty. Plenty. That I'm like, oh, no. Here come this. Right. But, you know, I stand on that. And I think when you have a foundation, you can still be successful. There's always a way. If somebody can invent something in the 1800s, when black folks weren't allowed in schools, there were some black people that studied in the grass because they weren't allowed in class and still get their PhD. I'm crying about a sitcom. Come on, man. Let's get real here, man. Let's get real. For real. That's it. But that motivates you to do. You see, it helps you. It builds you. That's why history is important. They say, why don't we just move on? You can't move on if you don't know your history. Mm-hmm. You guys are sports guys. What's the first thing you talk about when you're dealing with an athlete? What they did before. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was on this team. He scored this many. That's how they recruit people. Mm-hmm. What did you do before? That's how you move forward. Do we recruit him? Do we put him on the team? Well, he was da-da-da-da-da-da-da last year. He was playing the game. Even when you watch sports. When they're talking, they're like, oh, this is he's batting 254 last week. It's always the past. Mm-hmm. When you go to the hospital, what do they do? What do they bring out the first thing? Your medical history. Mm-hmm. They go, fill this out. Do you have smoking in your family? What if they just said, okay, open your ass cheeks. Let's see what's going on here. What? Yeah, we're just going to check. I'm just going to dig in your butt.
You got some questions about the doctor.
I'm just going to dig in your butt and see what's going on. I start from the anus. You feel me? You have to go medical history first. History is always how you move forward on everything, right? You build a building, they got to go, well, what is the structure? Well, what's the history of that? What's the part? It's all history. But when it comes to us, they tell us to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're messed up. That's why we walk around. Huh? You don't have, you need that foundation. Mm-hmm. And you go, oh, okay. Mm. Now I know how to deal with, okay.
Yeah.
You know, you see, it's called cerebral kung fu for me.
Oh, that's why you got that ringtone.
Kung fu fighting.
Yeah, no
sound. But up here. Cerebral kung fu. So when someone comes at you with nonsense, you go, nah.
Yeah.
Someone say, you guys are monkeys. I go, no, you guys are genetically closer to monkeys than we are. That's all facts. They're genetically closer to monkeys. Do people call them monkeys? And I have a joke. I go, how are we monkeys when you have thin lips and take things that don't belong to you? That's a monkey. Mm. You know?
Where, real quick, how many shows?
I have two shows tonight, sold out. Two shows tomorrow, sold out. And yesterday, Thursday, packed. It was like great. Right. Sold out, but I think there might be some extra. Maybe
there you go.
Standing room only or something. But yeah, man, that club is great. It's your only club, I think. Punchline?
Yeah, nah, we got one more, but it don't matter. Yeah,
Punchline is fire. I don't even understand.
Everybody come to the Punchline.
How is that not packed all weekend? That club is great. It's like intimate.
Yes,
yeah, it's dope, man. So, and it's by the Sleep Train.
Yeah, the Sleep
Mattress, the mattress place. Yeah. Yeah.
But you
I don't think they've ever sold a mattress.
I don't think so. It'd
California Fish Grill is really good. It's right below Punchline.
Is it really good?
It's really good.
Okay. Thank you for telling me that, because I need. Is it kind of healthy? I
mean, it's very healthy. Mm-hmm.
I need that. Yeah. So I know I'm trying to. You know, I went to In-N-Out yesterday. My burger's bad. Oh, that burger's bang. Fries is trash, but the burgers
not underrated. Don't do that.
They're a little, but I still eat them. But that burger is fire. But yeah, I'm just, that's all. That's just my whole thing is just knowing that is what keeps you going. For all those people that sacrificed themselves for us, I think it's our duty to go, I mean, recognize.
Straight up.
You know, how are you going to be in an art form and you don't study who came before you? That's just dumb. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Michael Jordan goes, nah, man, Elrich Cleaver, Dr. J, he knows his history.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a normal thing to do in human life, is to know your history. But when it comes to us, they know when we look, we'll go, oh, so you were being really nasty to us. Because that's why they're like, don't move on, because they know how horrible they've been. And there's another book called Delectable Negro. You should read it, on how
Delectable
they ate
Negro.
Us. They ate Jesus. Us. Yeah, look up Delectable Negro. Look it up.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
This was fire.
Yes.
This was the blackest hour in the history of this show.
I'm sorry.
We've had some black hours.
We've
black
had steel. Some
black hours.
Black steel in the hour of chaos. That's Public Enemy, 1988.
That's our man Godfrey right there at the punchline. Right. Salute to Jesse. He the MVP today. Steelo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I didn't expect that. We were about 10 minutes in. I hit Jesse like, all right, we're gonna go to 13 because we ain't even really said anything. He just kind of sat down and started talking. Then it became clear like, hey, can we get away with going to 28? Jesse's like, yep, we got it. And then we got to 28, and it was like, you know what? I got it. Just follow me, and I'll get us where we got to go.
Yeah. Great job by both of you guys.
No, that's Jesse. Job. That's Jesse. On multiple fronts. The funny thing about that word is I don't think that word should be edited in any way, shape, or form. Use it, especially the way he was using it. Like, there was context, like Comedy Central, like, use that word.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, I understand we're not Comedy Central, but the purpose in which he was using that word had power in the way that Paul Mooney was using it.
Right.
Like, because he was obviously doing that as Paul Mooney. But I also understand the game.
I love a number of different comedians, right? But I love the ones like Godfrey, like a Paul Mooney, Chappelle is this way. And if you listen to a lot of these guys, they all have a little bit of this in them, but they can make you laugh. They can tell you a story, but it can also educate you at the same time. And sometimes, like when Paul Mooney would do it, like,
yeah,
he would talk and it'd be funny. But at the same time, it's like, man, that's some of the realest stuff I ever heard. And I'm a firm believer, and I know you can't do this on the radio, on TV, but sometimes something just has to be said one way. Like, it has to be said one way to understand the weight of what's going on, of the moment, of what you're talking about, the importance of what you're talking about, and... Yeah, some of the best comedians ever understood that and would say it like, this is how it needs to be said, and this is how the story needs to be told. And Paul Mooney's one of those guys. Godfrey's definitely one of those guys too.
Paul Mooney was one of the scariest people I ever spoke to because I knew who Paul Mooney was. Like, I had read Prior Convictions, and I remember that's Richard Pryor's book. And I remember my old co-host, Willie Barcena, is a comedian, really, really big fan of Richard Pryor. He was scared of interviewing Paul Mooney when he came through to the Punchline. And I remember thinking, well, if he's scared, why would he be? They do the same thing. Why would he be scared? And he's trying to talk to him, right? And he's nervous. So he does that. Hey, I'm a big Richard Pryor fan, man. And they had a little bit of a falling out, Richard Pryor and Paul Mooney, but Paul always respected him and his
his place in getting Richard to where he was is arguably, you know, the for many, the greatest comedian of all time. He was like, man, I love the book Prior Convictions. And he goes, have you read it? He goes, have you read it? And Paul looks at him and goes, bro, I wrote it. I am Prior Convictions. And I just remember thinking, I'm just gonna sit over here. I'm just gonna let that happen. The next time I interviewed Paul, I was by myself. We were in Las Vegas together, and he was terrific. Mm. Like he was terrific.
And just a legend, just an icon, man.
I didn't. So when people like Godfrey, who do like really amazing impressions, mm-hmm. I try to be really, really careful to not ask them to do them.
Yeah.
Right? Like you have a discussion or you do something, and if they choose to lead into it or they choose to do it, like that's fine. But I don't like a comedian sitting down and you trying to pull their string.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I didn't.
Which is why you never asked me to do them.
Yep. You're absolutely right, Kenny. You figured it out. That's why I don't ask you to do the impressions.
Now you were saying something.
But so I didn't know. It was like, all right, Godfrey, man. You know that man was 50. He's 56 years old.
I didn't know that.
Godfrey's 56 years old.
Wow.
He's been in this game a very, very long. I think I interviewed Godfrey for the first time maybe 20 years ago. Maybe 2000.
I had no idea.
Two or three. Yeah. So I thought, yo, we'll just kind of sit down and have some fun. And I was going to mention politics with, like, obviously that video he did went crazy. Mm. And it, part of the reason, one, the impression is so good. But Dr. Dre's response was like, yo, this is, you got to stop. Like, you got to stop. And thinking like political chaos, it's terrible for us, like in life. Mm. But it's a gold mine for comedians. That's the, it's like, okay, that will get us going. And then we'll just go wherever.
We went wherever.
We went somewhere else.
Yeah. I loved where we went to.
Oh, man.
I loved where we
I
went.
I wrote down every, I tried I to write down every and book and documentary. He said, I don't think we've ever done a segment that went for an hour, like a legit hour with no interruption.
And he was cooking.
Yeah.
Like, I was just sitting there listening.
I don't think we asked the question. Like, that's, to me, that's the sign of a great interview.
Yeah.
We didn't ask one single question. He came in and saw, oh, there's a couple brothers here. Okay, let's talk.
Yeah.
And talked.
Man, and did he ever. That was fantastic. Like I said, I'm going to go back and just listen and take notes on the things that he said to go watch or go read, man, because that was an education that he gave.
I was trying to jot them down. I know I didn't get all of them.
I know I didn't. I didn't even try. I know I'm gonna just go back and watch and watch it right there. Pause the YouTube and then write it down and then go back there, man. Because there was just so much. There was so many names, so many books, so many documentaries, so many stories that I don't want to miss any of them, man. So that was a true treat.
He mentioned The Color of Law and Robert Rothstein. I interviewed him for a podcast I had on the old Be Heard Network called Be Conscious. It was an interesting conversation. Richard is an interesting, he's an amazing writer. He's an interesting guy to talk to. I'll see if I can search, it might still live somewhere. If not, I'll see if I can search it out and maybe we throw it up onto the, because it's mine. No one owns it but me. We throw it up on the D'Lo and KC podcast feed.
When I heard the story a few years ago, it was relatively recently, but when I heard the whole story, the whole history behind the redlining in Southland Park, I said, right here in this city. And I think you mentioned a little bit, like, some of those practices are still going on in that area.
Yeah.
Like, it's not over.
Yeah.
It still happens.
My old program director during my first run at KSFM, he bought a house in Land Park, and we went over there one day. And he was like, you're not going to believe this. Like, what? And he showed me the deed that said, I think it said no Negroes after dark. It might have said no colors after dark, but I think it said no Negroes after dark. Mm-hmm. And I looked at, he was like, they, I think they have, you get the original deed with the house. I think they have amended deeds with it. But you get the original deed of the house, and that's what it says.
There's a couple of different times in Sacramento when you go here. One that always stood out to me as a kid specifically was you're going down I-5 and you look at, you're on the freeway or you go over the overpass or something like that, and the difference between the immediate difference between Greenhaven and Mack Road is jarring.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it is just one side of the overpass. There's not gradual, nothing. You get on the side of the overpass on Meadowview, I believe it is, and you go towards where IHOP and everything, where Mack Road is, or excuse me, where Meadowview is, looks distinctly different than on the immediate other side of the freeway where Greenhaven is. It's like that's day to this day. It's crazy, man.
I'm looking at these old Be Conscious episodes, and one of them, it's titled, I have a vague recollection of this. One of them is titled, Is Malcolm Jenkins a Sellout?
I remember listening to that. I listened to all those. I remember that. That was when he went against Eric Reed.
That's what it was. Okay, I knew. Yeah. I figured it had something to do with
I can't remember
with,
if he said
Ear
something,
or,
tweeted something.
Or Cap.
Or he, no, he was the NFL Player Association president.
That's it. That's it. Happened. That's it. Yeah. Another one.
I remember listening to that episode.
Dak Prescott is George Foreman. That's what your boy Karin J. Phillips.
Dak Prescott is George.
George
I don't
Foreman.
Remember that
so
one.
So that so the idea was, again, this same time frame. The idea was George Foreman never said anything, you know, back in that time. He was the smile. You know, you had Ali, even to a certain degree, not quite, but you had Frazier, like you had guys, but namely Ali. Foreman was just kind of not. He was never
off the
that.
Top of my head. That's unfair to Foreman.
Absolutely,
because Foreman. No, I'm not trying to disrespect Dak at all. It's not about him. But Foreman never locked arms with anybody like Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Foreman just didn't like nobody. Like Foreman was like, I'm Foreman. I fight, and that's. That's it.
But you know, when you're black, you can't do that sometimes. You can't.
Right.
You have to say something. And if you don't, sometimes silence marks your history.
Yeah, that one, I think that's a little, for Karen, I thought that's a little unfair.
It might not be fair, but that's, it's different, not fair.
And to say Dak Prescott, it's different from Dak Prescott. I'm not here to give Dak Prescott heat, but I can see where he could get heat.
Oh, absolutely. No, he deserved heat.
Yeah.
No, he absolutely deserved heat.
And George wasn't Dak.
Yeah, he deserved
heat. Dak was literally like locking arms with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Westfield Galleria at Roseville is giving fans a chance to win instantly. Join us on site at the Golden One Center November 12th and cheer on the Sacramento Kings as they take on Atlanta. Scan the QR code on our ad at the Golden One Center. I'll be there. You could come find me. It's going to be on the concourse. You can scan the QR code to play the instant win game. You could score prizes to top retailers like Mini Buns from Cinnabon, discounts from Vince State and Liberty, studs, $2 Jamba Juices, all sorts of stuff from the Galleria. Plus, everyone who comes through enters to win a $250 gift card. And we'll be giving out 25 of those to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Westfield Galleria at Roseville. That is coming up next Wednesday, November 12th, when the Kings take on Atlanta. We'll come back. It's D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.